I've experienced a little bit of the good, quite a bit of the bad, and even some of the ugly. I had to make many hard choices for myself. Though many of these experiences were very different from each other, when I look back, I see that the one common thread in how they all turned out was a single question. What kind of person do I want to be? It's a simple question, sure, but it's often led me to some very hard choices. Simple doesn't always mean easy. In fact, some of the right decisions are not always easy to make.
Morning.
Noah's voice was deep, and the timbre rolled over her, settling in her chest.
Good morning, stranger.
Was he always punctual, or was he eager to see her?
We got a big intake yesterday evening with a bedroom set.
Camille thrust a thumb over her shoulder.
Care to help me move them?
The thrift store received donations daily, and she knew Noah's strength was invaluable in moving the larger pieces. Noah nodded, and his smile didn't waver.
Put me to work, boss.
I thought you could spill your darkest secrets to me while we work. For some reason, no one wants to enlighten me about anything to do with us. The word us had her stomach flipping, as if it didn't know which way was up.
And the last table will be Olivia, Xander, Nate, and Min.
I object, Miss Shelley.
Olivia stated, stricken with panic.
Oh, don't be silly, Olivia,
Miss Shelley said with a slight chuckle.
You're in a marvelous group.
Reality check,
Olivia grumbled. Olivia turned to examine her lab mates. She slumped her shoulders in defeat as she dissected the situation.
So here's the 411 on this bunch of degenerates, she thought. Xander is crazy or something. He vanished for a month, and he came back all weird in the head, more so than when he left. He's always wearing a trench coat, and metal chains hang off everywhere. Oh, and the smell of his cheap Suave shampoo is an assault on the senses. Nate's a nice kid, but I think he's been struck with a case of jungle fever. He's a bit crazy, too. His girlfriend is so full of herself, I want to strangle the bitch. But I won't, you know, new nails and all.
By the more than normal glazed over look in your eyes, I can tell you're thinking trash about us, barked Min.
Shut up, Min.
Or what?
Min stood up.
You'll throw a pom-pom at me?
You don't even deserve to be here, you failing wannabe. You only got into this class because...
Olivia hesitated.
Say it, Olivia. 'Cause you're Asian. Another,
Min sighed, massaging the bridge of her nose.
Another jealous cracker.
Go read your comics, barked Olivia.
Min grabbed her pile of books as a bright pink book with illegible writing slid out from the bunch. With lightning-fast reflexes, she grabbed the book and shuffled the comic back into the stack.
They're not comics. They're manga. It's part of my culture.